Here's an opportunity for you to get up to 75% off many of the resources you hear us promote on Issues Etc. It's Concordia Publishing House's warehouse sale from 8 in the morning till noon on Saturday, November 3rd. Concordia Publishing House is located south of Interstate 44 at 3558 South Jefferson in St. Louis. The 2012 warehouse sale, Saturday morning, November the 3rd at Concordia Publishing House, 3558 South Jefferson in St. Louis.
We're humbled by nature's destructive power. We mourn the loss of so many people. Our hearts go out to those who've lost their loved ones.
You should not be hopeless. You should not feel like you're alone. If you need temporary assistance to be able to get a place to stay, all those things are things that FEMA can help with.
So we got a lot of work to do. And everybody take notes for the after action. And we'll up our game and become stronger for the next one, because these sorts of storms are going to keep coming.
That's President Barack Obama, Governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, and Governor of Maryland, Martin O'Malley, all talking about the same thing, the devastation left in the path of Hurricane Sandy. And joining us to talk about relief efforts in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, Pastor Bart Day. He's Executive Director of Life Together for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. He joins us live from Queens, New York. Bart, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hey, great. Glad to be with you.
Tell us what you've seen there as you have toured about the area of Sandy's path.
There's certainly quite a bit of devastation that we're seeing on the ground. Not only loss of homes, but certainly power and electricity issues with the transit system in the New York area. So they're certainly still reeling in the immediate aftermath.
What are the officials there saying about the scope of the damage?
We haven't really talked much to officials. We've been kind of on the ground today talking to people in neighborhoods, people who are still at their homes or back trying to clean up after the storm. So those have really been the contacts we have primarily had. Haven't really heard about the great scope, although some of the places, we're just coming from the Rockaways. Some of the areas where, like, the fires took place, we tried to get into. They're still really not letting anyone in except residents. We've seen some pretty horrible devastation down there in little communities where large, 3-4 foot flood water coming in, breaking down the seawalls, flooding the houses, walking through streets where now they've already got large equipment movers in. Streets buried in 1 to 2 foot of sand and silt from the sea that's come in several blocks.
You have never been a formal part of disaster relief on this scale before, Pastor Day. What has shocked you the most?
I got to see plenty of devastation living in Houston. Not that that's a great thing. And then we kind of helped and worked with the folks after Katrina. But it's been great to be on the ground with the folks from the LCMS, particularly with Glenn Merritt. And with Carlos Hernandez, it's been wonderful to see them work. Let's see how we work with our directors of disaster response in the districts, how they work with their district presidents. So we were in New Jersey yesterday. I mean, with Pastor Brand, the DDRC there. Last night at dinner with President Banky and other officials from the Atlantic District, including our disaster response coordinator in the Atlantic District, to really find out how the Synod can really walk alongside of districts and congregations as they care for not only our own church workers and our church members, but then actually engage and work in their communities to bring the gospel through acts of mercy.
What are the victims there that you encounter? What are they saying to you?
The victims actually, I would not say are feeling particularly victimized, but are have been very optimistic. This community is still, in large measure, still reeling from 9/11, but that brought a huge amount of kind of camaraderie in the community. And one gentleman that we just spoke with in the last couple of hours on a street that's certainly devastated. He has a number of families living in his home, but, you know, sees great hope and optimism, a community that's rallied together in the past, believing that they've been spared their lives, and that's the most important thing. everything else can be rebuilt and put back together, and that they will do that as a community and be stronger for it. We Pastor Steinke in the Atlantic District, who we went and visited with today, his home is completely destroyed, but again, has great hope, not only to rebuild and continue his life, but great hope in Christ, who has spared them.
So talk a little bit more about the congregations. Have you had any reports from Lutheran congregations or parishioners who've been directly affected by the passing of Sandy?
We have. It seems like most of the congregations are okay. We do have pastors and church workers who have been affected. Some of them, homes completely destroyed. And in some of the rougher parts of New Jersey, which we have not been able to get into, even the New Jersey district is not really hearing all of the story yet in some of those areas. So still waiting to hear about those congregations and their members and the pastors there. So the district president and Pastor Brand are still working to make contact. So access and email and all that stuff, many places still without power. So very difficult still to get word from everyone.
I know it's still unfolding, but what is the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod planning to do by way of relief efforts and currently doing right now?
Well, the relief, we've already released dollars to the Atlantic District, a $15,000 grant to help them. We'll be doing the same probably with other districts. There are several other districts, of course, involved along the coast, and those directors of disaster response have been feeding us information also. We may need to make visits there, but Glenn Merritt and the folks in disaster response really work through the districts and the congregations to allow them to be engaged with their parishioners, to be engaged on the ground in their community. So the Synod will continue to raise dollars. It's obvious that there is going to be billions of dollars worth of damage here, so there's going to be much to be done. We can certainly serve our LCMS families and our LCMS community where there is hurt, but we also have the opportunity to go out beyond that. Just getting a note here that we do know now that six LCMS members in New Jersey have lost their homes. So this information continues to come into us as people are pushing information to the office in St. Louis, and then that's getting to us on the ground.
So what can our listeners do to help those who have been touched by the devastation of Sandy?
Well, I would encourage everyone to keep them in your prayers. And then I would encourage you to kind of wait. There's lots of people who want to hurry up and get on the ground and do things. In a lot of these areas, tomorrow we're going to try to get into Lower Manhattan, if it's even opened up yet. And we know that that's one of the places in New York that has had some significant, really, devastation. You're not even able to get into those areas yet. So, you know, sit tight. I think one of the main things that people can do is really the relief that they can give in monetary gifts and contributions that Synod will then pass through to the district, so that at the congregation and district level, they are really addressing the needs of the people in their communities. So pray, sit tight. There may be opportunities to serve and actually come and have boots on the ground, but that is certainly not yet. But I think that the dollars that can come now that can bring immediate need to people who have issues now, I mean, the power's been out, they don't have food, people need all kinds of transitional housing. FEMA and the Red Cross come in quick. They're out quick. LCMS disaster response has really been in it for the long haul and stays in disaster sites oftentimes for years after the fact to really help communities rebuild while sharing the gospel at the district and congregation level.
Folks, you can find out how to support the relief efforts in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Pastor Bart Day is Executive Director of Life Together for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and he joined us live from Queens, New York. Bart, thanks for being our guest.
Hey, thank you very much. God's peace.
When we come back on this Thursday afternoon, November the 1st, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week.